There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour we're going to push back on cannabis. No, we're going to push back on restrictions on cannabis. We've got some updates coming up. Also, fighting Ebola with Zoloft? Really? Oh my gosh. These scientists are so, oh, gosh, more of that. Incredible. And finally, not Hoofnagel, but other cats may be dangerous to your home life. And we've got a 911 cat call. No, not a cat, not, you know, that kind of whistling thing. A different kind of cat call, right? So stick around. Also, if you'd like to be part of the show this hour, call us live or leave a message when we're off the air. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. 6 days a week right here on GCN, our syndicator, also Natural News Radio. Heard around the world on UK Health Radio, as well as Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Lord knows where else, but it's all over the place. So if I missed anything, you'll let me know, Super Don. Let's see. What else we got? This hour, robertscottbell.com for all the links and the show notes. Thanks to Easy Ed for helping us out there as well. And we're going to dive into special diets for kids with autism right now. We were just at the Autism One conference, which was just sensational in terms of the attendees, the presentations, the presenters, different schools of thought coming together. But know that I could see no astroturfers. Autism One, no astroturfers. Why do I say that? Because there are autism organizations out there that are phony. In my mind, they're criminally negligent the way they're misdirecting and redirecting folks on the autism thing away from the danger of, for instance, vaccines. And if you've heard of Autism Speaks, that is the definition of an astroturf organization, in my opinion. And they've got an article that supports this, or they support this article. We've got it at healthfinder.gov. It says, special diets, supplements, not always helpful for kids with autism. And what are they saying here with this headline? I mean, at first glance, you'd look at it and go, "What? That doesn't really say anything." Because it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario with autism. Although the one-size-does-fit-all in terms of cleaning up the diet, cleaning up the garbage, putting in clean foods, whatever they may be. That's our starting point here. It's not evidently the starting point with Autism Speaks, though. Subheadline at the HealthFinder.gov article here. These interventions are often tied to too little or too much of certain nutrients, according to this study. So they start, well-intentioned parents of children with autism may think that special diets or supplements can help, but a new study suggests that often these efforts lead to problems. A new study suggests, right? You got to throw it. A new study suggests. Of course, it suggests not necessarily such a thing because it doesn't differentiate between the types of vitamins and diets in the way we would here. So they say, well, if you're on the ASD, the autism spectrum disorder, you're a picky eater. These kids are picky eaters. Well, do you think it could be because of the gastrointestinal inflammation and damage? Are they going to speak out against gluten-free and casein-free diets? Well, they sort of are. June 4th, the Journal of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics found that these regimens leave children still deficient in some nutrients such as calcium. Oh, my God. Did you hear that? They went to calcium. Right to calcium, because they know a lot of calcium supplements contain lead. And, of course, these kids are heavy metal deficient. They don't have enough mercury. They don't have enough lead. So let's chunk them up on more calcium. On the other hand, they say, special diets and supplements can cause children to take an excessive amount of other nutrients, such as vitamin A, the researchers say. Are they trying to get kids off of, for instance, fermented cod liver oil and butter? Interesting. They're almost looking to work against the things that we know actually have great benefit and promoting the things that have great detriment. I find this rather suspicious. Now, here's a quote from lead researcher Patricia Stewart. She's assistant professor of pediatrics at the University of Rochester Medical Center. Each patient needs to be individually assessed for potential nutritional deficiencies or excess. I got no problem with that. That's fine. But where does it go from there? Well, they claim that children with an autism spectrum disorder are not different nutritionally from non-ASD children. Really? How do they know that? They did a study. They say 368 children aged 2 to 11 treated for at five different Autism Speaks specialty centers. That's got me concerned right there, knowing
that,
what I know about
right
Autism
there,
Speaks.
Right there. Yeah. Now that's the red. One of the big red flags in this story.
Right there. We got it. We got to go through this so you can see this Autism Speaks group, nonprofit organization that completely denies any relationship between vaccines and autism. That tells you their credibility is shot right there. No pun intended. The study participants had all been diagnosed with autism. So where is their differentiation? As they say, there's no difference between ASD kids and kids that don't have ASD. Right there, there's a problem. Now, they took the children who took supplements, among those who did, up to 55% of the children with ASD remained deficient in calcium. That's what they claim. Could it be that they're not eating food that contains it, or could it be that their gastrointestinal system is so corrupted that they're unable to assimilate nutrients from their food or take the appropriate forms of supplementation? And one of the things they really recommend are vitamin D. Vitamin D. We've warned you about vitamin D in the synthetic form, and they apparently don't differentiate here, that it is not optimal and can be toxic in the synthetic form. Best to get sunlight exposure if you can. But we also need selenium. No mention of selenium in these kits. None whatsoever. The kids on the gluten-free and casein-free diets ate more magnesium and vitamin E, but they were still deficient in calcium. Again, question. Macro mineral like calcium. How could they truly be deficient in calcium? What's going on? Malabsorption, perhaps. Again, gastrointestinal diseases. Oh, my gosh, and it's also related to the brain, as we recognized earlier today, and we covered the story a few days ago right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The recognition now that there's lymphatic connection, immune connection to the brain. There's pathways of connection, gut-brain connection. But their argument here is that special diets and supplements are unnecessary, according to the authors, because even children with picky eating habits still get most of their essential nutrients from the food they eat. This is like the argument 40 years ago from the medical community when the four food groups were pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips. You can get everything you need from food. Because
why?
Exactly. You nailed it. Why? You want to listen to this? Go ahead, read that last sentence there, the why.
I'll paraphrase it because I'm not in front of the computer at the moment.
Oh,
but it's because the foods are all enriched with all of these things that you're supposed to have. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about the Wheaties that have iron pieces of iron metal in them, right?
Chunks of iron, yes. Synthetic vitamins. Minerals bound improperly to what? Genetically engineered foods where there are no mention of the damage of GMO food to the gut. Autism Speaks, you are full of horse hockey. I'm sorry. I guess, it was a horse. There was a Triple Crown winner yesterday, American Pharoah. Did you hear about that?
I did
not.
They're
going to be breeding that horse, you know it, after this. But maybe they can breed that horse and cross it with people from Autism Speaks. I'm sorry. I have no patience or tolerance for these people at Autism Speaks arguing that you can get all of your food from or all of your nutrition from food because it's been synthetically fortified.
Well, and here's the tug of war that you're dealing with here, is a lot of these scientists will sit there and poo-poo the idea that food is medicine, that food somehow is tied to, you know, curing disease.
But you don't need supplements because you can get it all from your food. They're lying. They're lying to you. Too much for certain nutrients they're concerned about. Vitamin A, guess what? Synthetic mostly in the supplements that they would recommend. Folic acid, the absolute worst, wrong form. Do not take folic acid. Did you hear me? Go back and listen to my interview with Dr. Stephanie Senna from Johns Hopkins. No, I'm sorry, from MIT. My apologies, from MIT. We actually didn't. I didn't plan on going that way, but we talked about the wrong form of this folate. Folate, the folate form, which you can get, by the way, from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's got the whole food form of folate, not folic acid, which can be toxic. It is toxic. It's the wrong form to take. Ladies, you want to be pregnant, you want to prevent neural tube defects, it's not folic acid you need, it's folate that you need. Few children with ASD need most of the micronutrients they are commonly given as multivitamins, which often lead to excess into micronutrients, trace elements. Hell yeah, they need. Those are the things they're not getting.
The micronutrients in a multivitamin, those micronutrients are not the micronutrients that, you know, micronutrient is not a micronutrient. Where is it coming from?
Well, and they're not even, they're saying don't take the micronutrients, but they're only complaining about too much of the macronutrients.
Right.
This is so messed up. Folks, when you hear anything from Autism Speaks, do the opposite. This is a horrible organization. Again, go to Autism One next year if you want to be exposed to good things. In fact, the videos of all the presentations that Autism One is, it's out there for you to learn and listen. It's amazing what was presented there. And not everybody agrees with everybody. It doesn't matter. The fact is there are unique ways to get these kids well. But I think here we would all agree we need to detoxify them. Of course, the skeptics don't like the word detoxification. They think it's not something your liver does or something, evidently. And they acknowledge that autism now estimated to be 1 in 68 American children and climbing. Because of organizations like Autism Speaks who are not doing a service to any family who's been impacted by autism, in my humble opinion. Now, you might be able to point out, what if they were helped a little bit in this way? But I think most of the information that you're getting from them is detrimental, not helpful. You got a difference of opinion, let me know. Let me have it. Go ahead, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Something else that's good for kids with in the ASD, cannabis, various forms of cannabis. And we've got an update. Fighting Ebola with the existing drugs, including antidepressants. It's getting weirder by the moment. These doctors are really dunderheads, even though, well, no, they just are. Somebody help them out, will you? We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and
industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
R. Kelly said he believes you.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, you almost have to feel sorry for them. I mean, doctors, I mean. They're so gullible. They're so gullible for being so smart. They're so gullible. I mean, they get sucked into medical school, maybe for the right reasons. They come out and all they can do is harm people for the rest of their life until they wake up and go, whoa, 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 what am I doing here? And, of course, they risk losing their license and so much to do the right thing. Like Dr. Batar, of course, he still has his license, but, you know, he fought them back and won. But, man, they are gullible doctors.
Well, not everybody's... A Dr. Batar, you know.
No.
Dr. Batar is one of those guys you don't mess with.
Yeah. Well, but, you know what doctors need? You know what more doctors need to do?
What's that?
They need more weed.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
We've talked about the cannabinoid system, the endocannabinoid system, and how having something like CBD coming in actually makes it more difficult for you to be brainwashed. That's one of the reasons I argued that it's been made illegal over the 20th century, because they needed a bunch of automaton humans to follow orders, to be good society little citizens and not ask questions. And, of course, cannabis kind of prevents that from happening, interestingly enough. That's one of the ways that they've done it. Now, we do have a cannabis update. That's the cannabis update theme song here. And in Texas, they definitely need more cannabis, because the Texas governor, Greg Abbott, just signed into law a bill legalizing the distribution and use of low-THC cannabis oil for epilepsy patients, right?
What's wrong with that?
Isn't that good?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with it is that it's functionally dead on arrival, even though it becomes law, because it mandates that medical doctors, physicians that are licensed by the state, and operate under some level of federal interaction, federal guidelines, have to write a prescription for it in order for it to happen. So why is it dysfunctional as a law? It means that a doctor who writes a prescription for cannabis is subject to loss of license because it violates federal law.
Oh.
So basically, we've made it legal. Hooray for us. We're finally compassionate in Texas for people with epilepsy. But finding a doctor to actually prescribe it, unlike in other areas or states where they can just simply make an unofficial recommendation, I guess a note, that's different than a prescription.
I tell you what, I haven't quite figured it out yet, but I think we're seeing a combination of things, of people just making dumb mistakes. It's kind of the growing pains of this type of an evolution, where you know everybody's not thinking of everything. But I also think there's also some purposeful whoopses
deception
going on here, too.
Some level of deception here. Yeah. And we've covered it since 2 years now, since Unlock the Power to Heal came out, the book. That you can get low THC, in other words, basically no THC, CBD oil and products with CBD that you can get without a doctor's prescription in all 50 states, including Texas. And I'm encouraging you to reach out to my friends at CannaVest, CannaVest, CannaVest.com. That's the source of source. We've got closer to the source than ever before with CannaVest.
Hey,
yeah.
You remember what was happening 1 year ago today?
What was happening 1 year ago today?
We were on the Chicago Navy Pier for the My Compassion Cannabis Conference.
Was that a year ago already?
1 year ago today.
Holy tamale, that was awesome. I spoke at the My Compassion Conference in Chicago. And, you know, you talk about my heart bleeding for the people that, you know, we talk about compassion. That group is amazing. And, yeah, we were there. What an amazing weekend that was.
That was. And that was, you know, that was obviously in Chicago, and they're based out of Michigan, and they're fighting the good fight to try and get access to everybody in the nation, which actually is interesting with the what unfortunately happened in Congress.
Yeah. By the way, more affordable than ever before. If you've been reluctant to get the CBD, we've got it at better prices than ever. I'm not selling it. I'm just telling you. My friends at CannaVest. CannaVest.com, 855-758-7223, 855-758-7223. And it, like I said, it's keeping my wife functional with that ongoing trigeminal neuralgic type of pain. And you might find many, many powerful and positive reasons to use it, whether it just be for anti-anxiolytic, without resorting to something that can cure you of Ebola. Oh, we'll get to that. What does that mean? We'll get to that. Stand by. We've got that in a little while. Another aspect of this, oh my gosh, I got to be so quick here on the cannabis front. Congress has failed to stop federal prosecution of recreational cannabis laws.
They tried.
In the states. They tried, but they failed. States are nullifying it. They still are not rolling in the tanks. Obama hasn't sent in the A-10 warthogs, nor has he droned them to death. Hopefully it doesn't happen as more states recognize the people, the states superior to the federal government when it comes to unconstitutional banning of plants.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Whey today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Whey. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com. Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Extend your life with Extend Ovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, how to fight Ebola with psychiatric medicines. We'll get to that in just a moment. Also, I do have a question from time to time. I have to revisit the Silver Hour protocol for new listeners. We got that coming up. And, of course, cats that lock their owners out of their house. Scary. Scary cats. We've got that. But first up, I think we do have a call. We do have a call, and this relates to my commentary on Autism, Autism One, and perhaps that criminal, corrupt organization, Autism Speaks, trying to deny realities and what causes autism. Lori's with us. Lori, welcome back. You are our friend, our little race car driver right up there in the Midwest.
Yes, I am. Hello, hello.
Nice to hear from you, Lori. And by the way, Super Don, Lori was at Autism One, and she brought me these stickers she had made that you can put on cars and stuff that said, "The power to heal is yours." Is that right?
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, totally cool. Did I get that right, Lori, or did I read it wrong?
Yes, you did.
Okay, just checking, because, you know, when I travel like that, I kind of get delusional a little bit. What did I see? What did I say? Who did I say hello to? Lori, what's your perspective? Again, remind everybody your relationship to the autism community.
I am an independent researcher on the dangers of vaccines. I scour scientific research papers. I scour all the articles across the internet. I've been doing this for 27 years now.
Wow.
This is, before, shortly after graduating from high school in 1988, prior to having kids, prior to even being pregnant for the first time, and I helped parents, I spent hours a week helping parents opt out of the supposedly mandated vaccine.
And you race cars when you're not doing that, which is totally cool, the coolest ever. And what was it that stimulated your research 27 years ago? Because most of the families we meet, obviously, at Autism One have one or more children that have been injured by vaccines or other environmental causes.
I was doing volunteer work at the American Red Cross in Waterloo, Iowa, and I was hearing the office workers talk about vaccines and how good they are. And I wanted to be able to talk the talk with them. So I went to the Waterloo Library and I started checking out books about vaccines and health and that kind of stuff. But however, what I was reading and what they were talking about was totally on the opposite ends of the spectrum. And so I started doing some opposing views, and of course I was being told that, you're not reading the right stuff. You're going to be giving their literature, and I'm reading it and going, this isn't making any sense to me. You know, how can injecting all this stuff into a person's body make them healthier? It just didn't make any sense. I slowly backed out doing office work and just went strictly into the teaching aspect of teaching CPR, first aid, HIV AIDS education, which I did for 17 years.
And then you found out that HIV didn't even cause AIDS.
I found that out when I started listening to you, and I went back to my book and thought about what you said. It's like, wow.
Holy tamale, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lori, the thing is, you're not gullible. Of course, you can research, and the preponderance of research says one thing, but at a certain point, you're curious enough to say, let me go beyond and see what the opposing perspectives are, and let's integrate that, and let's come back to common sense, which is something not so common in the medical community. That's why we talk about the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, coming back to Autism One, what was your experience? You've been there a few years now.
This is my third year attending the conference. And I have to say, this year by far was the best conference that I have attended. All the information from morning to late at night was absolutely fantastic. I got almost a full notebook of notes. I went through a full pen of ink. And I would go back to my hotel at night just absolutely exhausted from all the information being fed at us. And it wasn't the exhaustion of driving all the time either.
Yeah, you are an incredible road warrior as well. And have you looked into that group that I call an AstroTurf group in autism called Autism Speaks?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
So you've kind of seen what you have a perspective similar to mine on them?
They have sold out to Big Pharma in order to get their name out there, and I think they have done a great disservice to, they're looking for answers.
Yeah. Well, Lori, let me ask you this, because we got to go. I got to cover a big story on fighting Ebola. But those stickers that you made that you kind of can put on a car or wherever you want to put them on, like the power to heal is yours. If some of my listeners want to get them from you, is there a way they can reach out?
I am on Facebook, Graphics Your Way, and GRAPHIX Your Way. I also have a blog. It's graphicsyourway.blogspot.com.
Graphics, like graphic design, right?
Right.
Graphics your way.
That was an X instead of a C.
Okay, graphics instead of CF. Graphics your way. We'll have to check that out, Super Don, so we can put that out for Lori. Appreciate you so much, and one day I'll get into that race car with you.
That sounds good. We can do that.
Awesome, awesome. Lori, thanks sincerely for calling in and supporting us and getting the word out each and every week, much less 6 days a week.
Well, thank you for your work.
All right, Lori, you keep listening, keep telling folks about it. We've got to carry on here. Moving on to the fight against Ebola. Ebola, and this is one of the stranger things, and I guess I shouldn't be surprised by anything anymore, but this fight against Ebola is now leading into antidepressants. Probably because they're so depressed that they don't have a cure for Ebola and they don't even know what it is. But
the shareholders are depressed. Yeah.
Right. The shareholders are actually what they're saying. Two drugs approved for use in people, an antidepressant and a heart drug, might hold promise for treating Ebola. A new study in mice suggests call Pinky in the brain again. The researchers screened about 2,600 compounds for their ability to hinder Ebola virus activity and found 30 drugs that were effective against the virus in a lab dish. Two of the drugs appeared particularly promising for their action against Ebola. Guess what? The antidepressant, Zoloft, and a heart drug called Vascor. Never waste an opportunity to put these things back into patent protection and resell them. Just like Viagra, which was a vascular drug prior to its discovery of the side effect of... What is that erecting down below, right?
Yes, and we were just talking about the female Viagra.
Yes,
which originally was being tested as an antidepressant.
How interesting, huh?
Yes.
So they convert an antidepressant and say now it's a female aphrodisiac, and they find a vascular drug that gives men woodies. Let's just say it that way, okay? And then it becomes a blockbuster multi-billion-dollar drug.
Johnson!
Johnson. Hello, Mr. Johnson. Down, boy, down. All right, these drugs for Ebola in mice. Come on, SSRIs. What do we know about SSRIs? They're very dangerous. In fact, when you're titrating up or down, they're the most dangerous because that's when you don't know how the patient is going to react. They may end up going suicidal or homicidal. And how is it that they're able to succeed against killing so-called Ebola viruses? Not that they're actually alive, but by pumping up the drug level so sky high that they'll probably kill anything. And they're arguing that, yes, if we give enough Zoloft really quickly, we can kill Ebola. But, of course, what do we know about doing that with patients? Too much, and then the withdrawal from the too much. It is deadly. Absolutely deadly. So is their idea to stop a virus, or is their idea to stop the people who may be harboring it? Even though there is not one virus that is definitively the Ebola virus, because they haven't found it, because it takes PCR... to say, we've found the cause, which tells you it can't possibly be the cause, because if it were there in large enough quantity to do what they say it does, it would be easily isolatable within the blood of these victims or patients. Am I making any sense here, Superdome? Trying to be clear?
Yeah, well, I think it's kind of funny, because we started off the hour talking about how these doctors for years and years could not find the tie between the brain and the immune system because it was hiding, but they can somehow find this thing. And, oh, look, there it is.
Right.
I mean, they found that, but they can't find the other?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't what they're finding in the PCR test like... super, super tiny, ultra, mega, tiny, you know, hard to find?
Yes. It's like okay. finding a specific speck of dust in your lawn.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but we couldn't find that lymph tissue in your brain. Okay.
Right. And it's like, okay, we've amplified some semblance of what we've gathered from your lawn 100 trillion times, and we've said, aha, we know that speck of dust is there. Well, it may be there, but how is that one speck of dust in the 100 trillions of other things that are there the cause of your problem? Again, that's a problem. And that's a problem that these researchers don't want to acknowledge, because their high-tech analyzing equipment makes them king of the hill, because most reporters... are too dunderheaded, or they're just obeying orders, and they're too afraid to step out because they know they'll lose their job if they ask these questions. We are not beholden to those interests, therefore we can ask the questions and we can actually answer them right here on the air 6 days a week, which is why I want you to tell your friends, your loved ones about the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com and say thanks to all of our sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. So we're waiting for the next thing that they're going to say is going to kill Ebola, right? What kind of crazy stuff can we come up with? I mean, what other drugs will they use to kill Ebola? Maybe they can, you know, make stuff up just like they're doing now.
Well, I don't know. I think maybe next week we might see a study on how maybe a new cure for multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm. What would it be?
How about Nexium?
Nexium for multiple. Yeah. Well, let's repurpose the drug. Yeah,
why not? Combination thing. Because here's what they do. You take a couple of drugs that have lost patent protection.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine them together, that creates a new drug they can now put a patent on. So let's combine, let's say, Nexium and what? OxyContin. There you go.
Oh, good Lord.
Right?
Yeah, well, you're right. You're on it. You're on to something here, Super Don. On to something from a new listener here at robertscottbell.com. You can submit questions there, and eventually we'll get to them on the air. This comes from Brittany Knight. She says, what is the Silver Hour protocol you always mention on your show? Brittany, buy my book. Go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, download the e-version right now. Boom, you've got it. Or buy it at Barnes & Noble online or Amazon.com online. I wrote it with TMB and
do,
it includes...
But you know what? You do have a YouTube. If you go search for it, there is a YouTube with you and Michael Haley, too.
Yeah, we describe it. Many times I've described it. Take the silver hydrosol I like to use, like Sovereign Silver, an ounce with an ounce of the Aloe One, Aloe1.com. Mix it together 3 times a day on an empty stomach. Probiotic replenishment at night. Get the probiotics from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. All right, stick around. We got a little bit more healing. Meow! Coming up.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robot, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You're only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with nausea, constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, where are you going? Road tripping, anybody? How about road tripping with us to Nashville, Tennessee for the International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists Convention? It's open to the public, I believe. They'll let you in. It's going to be a Robert Scott Bell Show fan fest. We got lots of our friends and family going to be there. Ty Bollinger, of course. We'll have some molecular hydrogen water for everybody to try. Paul Bertero is going to be there from Echo Water. We got Dr. Frank King from King Bio. Have you ever met Dr. King? We haven't been together since, at least out in a public event, since the Healing Revolution. Was it last summer we were all together? So this is your chance to head to Nashville again. The IAC convention, we've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And it's the 24th through 27th of June. And it's going to be held at the Millennium Maxwell House Hotel. Maxwell House. Is that going to be Maxwell House Coffee Hotel? Because
you got my attention there, Frank.
I'm not doing coffee enemas with Maxwell House. I'm telling you that. No, and you don't.
Dr. Juan Valdez will be there.
Yeah. Right. No, this is not about necessarily coffee enemas. But cleaning out the colon in a healthy and good way. As I said, you don't have to be a practitioner to attend. But there, and also Michael Haley. I mentioned the Stockton Aloe 1, aloe1.com. This is the fresh, frozen, non-pasteurized, non-preserved form of aloe that I recommend with the Silver Aloe Protocol for gut recovery. Remember, the Silver Aloe down-regulates inflammation, up-regulates healing of tissue, eradicates dysbiosis, yeast, etc. And the adjuncts and other things are listed in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And that's simple. So hopefully we'll see you there. Good road trip coming. In fact, I'm thinking we're going to pass through Atlanta to go there. Maybe we can do a live broadcast from R. Thomas in Atlanta, my favorite restaurant there.
You know what I'm going to say next.
What are you going to say?
You got to promise to do the bird on the head thing again.
Bird on the head thing again. Well, if Richard is there, you know that he'll put a bird on my head. I just hope it doesn't drop anything on me like it did Ty Bollinger when he was out doing cancer. Quest for the Cures continues in Europe. So, all right, kitty cats. Kitty cats on tap here. We love kitty cats. I'm a kitty cat guy, although Super Don, you're sort of a dog guy. You got like 5 new puppies there. Izzy had puppies. That's the good news. Congratulations. Yes. You're a grand puppy. You are a grand puppy. But cats, man, they are something else. Love them or hate them. I think this guy is going to learn to hate them because He's locked out of his house.
Stanford 911.
I have a problem in my home. I cannot go inside in my home.
What's the problem?
The problem is that my cat was getting too aggressive, and I was inside, and he attacked me, and she scratched me in my leg and bite me. So me and my wife, we come outside, and now we cannot go in the home like 3-4 hours.
Okay, and this is you said a cat?
Yeah.
Okay, if you, all right, he's outside of his house for 3 or 4 hours afraid of his cat. He's not
Are
going,
you
he's 911.
Kidding me?
That's a yeah. real, that's a real 911 call.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you're not set up, you're just not a cat person. I mean, you may think you like cats, but if your cat can kick you out of your own home and you're out 3 or 4 hours later afraid to go in because, well, he called 911 and it continues.
Okay, so where's the cat?
Sorry?
Where is the cat?
In my home.
Okay, and so you want the police to come and remove the cat? What is the problem? Like,
yeah, we'll have to go inside the home because we'll remove the cat.
Okay.
911, please remove my cat.
The operator's like, okay.
Yes, where is your cat? In my home. Yes, well, that's where they normally are. Well
cops have a gun. I guess that's what makes it him able to go in and get the cat. I mean,
you know, can't you just let the cat out? I mean, I don't know if it's in heat or something, but there's a problem if you don't know your cat's locking
one
you out.
Detail: the cat had just had a baby the night before, so I think there was a territorial thing going on.
Oh, see, now we're getting someone. Yeah, you don't kick the cat out after it's protecting its kittens. Come on. What are we going to go with this?
Just 5 minutes ago, I tried to open the door again, and she waiting in the door, and it was too much screaming and noise, and it coming like attacking mode.
You know what? I think this cat and the owner need some 911 stress control from King Bio, or chew on some cannabis leaves, something.
I love
calm,
that.
Calm him down.
The cat was in attacking mode.
Yeah, I know. I opened the door. It was going to get me again. All right, all you cat lovers out there, tell me a happy cat story. Actually, check on what Hoofnagel's doing, the rock and roll science cat. You can go to robertscottbell.com for all the updates on the travels and travails of Hoofnagel as he takes on the Skepducks. Now, that's a cat that you should be afraid of if you're a Skepduck. All right, we're out of here. Till tomorrow, we got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Batar and a whole lots of other healing surprises this week. Stick with us. Go to robertscottbell.com. The power to heal is yours.
Rare.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue, On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.